Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is July 30th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Timing, Translation, and Preparedness. Lessons learned from COVID-19 anticoagulation in non-critically ill hospitalized patients. This study comprehensively analyzed how clinical evidence for anticoagulation in COVID-19 patients was generated and translated into practice guidelines. The analysis revealed significant challenges in the rapid synthesis and application of emergent data during the public health emergency. It specifically examined randomized controlled trials and individual participant data meta-analyses as case studies to contextualize these processes. The findings highlight the critical need for improved systematic approaches to translate research into clinical guidance during future crises. Article number 2. Sotatercept in pulmonary arterial hypertension. Central, hematologic, and peripheral mechanisms of benefit. Sotatercept, an activin ligand trap, consistently improves exercise tolerance in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension, PAH. This study comprehensively evaluated the effects of 24-week sotatercept treatment across central, hematologic, and peripheral systems. The evaluation specifically characterized the impact on aerobic capacity, hemodynamic status, cardiovascular function, and oxygen transport in these patients. This research clarifies the broad mechanistic benefits of sotatercept in pulmonary arterial hypertension. Article number 3. A multitask deep learning model for pediatric echocardiography analysis. This study introduced EchoAIPEDS, a novel multitask deep learning model for pediatric echocardiography analysis. The model was developed using the most comprehensive set of pediatric labels gathered to date. EchoAIPEDS addresses the limitations of existing pediatric deep learning models, which are often restricted to single tasks and specific echocardiographic views. This advancement provides a robust tool for automating and improving the analysis of congenital heart defects, which affect about 1% of all births worldwide. Article number 4. Risk-guided screening for atrial fibrillation using electronic health records. This study successfully developed and validated a random forest prediction model for identifying new onset atrial fibrillation within 6 months. Named Future Innovations in Novel Detection of Atrial Fibrillation 2.0F1, NDAF 2.0, the model utilizes electronic health records data, including age, sex, and 10 comorbidities. It was developed with 2,081,139 United Kingdom patient records and externally validated with over 600,000 Japanese patient records. This risk-guided model provides a robust tool for improving atrial fibrillation screening efficacy. Article number 5. Predictive value of coronary artery calcium score from non-gated chest CT scans compared with gated scans and incidence of cardiovascular events. This study precisely evaluated the prognostic value of incidental coronary artery calcium, CAC scores, obtained from non-gated chest computed tomography, CT scans. Researchers directly compared these scores with those from gated CT scans and their subsequent association with future cardiovascular events. The analysis included 2,601 participants from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis, MESA exam 5, all of whom underwent same-day gated and non-gated chest CT scans. The research provides definitive data on the relationship between incidental CAC from non-gated scans and cardiovascular risk. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.